Welcome to Kupuna Wiki, Hawaii's senior resource, helping you find answers on important topics like finances, senior housing, estate planning, real estate, health, and much more. Now, let's join Kupuna Wiki host, Brandon Lau.
Aloha and welcome to the Kupuna Wiki Radio Show. This month, we are talking about health and wellness. And in studio virtually, we have Gregory Kim, president and co-founder of Help is on the Way. Kupuna Wiki is Hawaii's senior resource. We talk to the best local professionals in the state regarding topics such as real estate, senior housing, estate planning, finance, and health, so that our kupuna families can find the best resources in the midst of a life transition. We strive to make sure our seniors are informed and supported every step of the way. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Brandon Lau.
And I'm Andrew Leong,
your host for the Kupuna Wiki Radio Show.
Our title sponsor for today is Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors, providing you with the best real estate information so you can make the most informed decisions. As they like to say, real estate is about choice. To contact them, call 753-9033.
And now we have our real estate tip of the week, brought to you by Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors.
Lead-based paint was a product which was prevalent in properties prior to 1978. It is not a legal requirement for sellers of properties prior to 1978 to disclose their knowledge of whether or not lead-based paint is contained in their property. If you are uncertain as to whether or not lead-based paint is contained in your property, you can always hire a professional inspector to check your home.
For more information on performing due diligence for your next purchase, contact Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors at 753-9033. Well, again, today we have in the studio, virtually, is Gregory Kim. He is the president and co-founder of Help is on the Way. Welcome, Gregory.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on our show. Well, we love how you've jumped in to help Kupuna during this pandemic. And we've heard about your organization, Help is on the Way, and we know you're doing exciting things. Maybe you can share before we talk about the services you're providing, you know, tell us a little bit about yourself. Where were you born and raised, and what do you do these days?
Sure, I'll tell you what I do in my daytime job. Yeah. I'm a corporate lawyer from Hawaii. Went away to college, came back, and been involved in the community in one way or another for a long time. When I made partner at my law firm here, I asked myself, is that it? You know, so then I started looking around for other things to do, and first started with boards, and then realized that I'm kind of a hands-on person, so I like doing projects, not just talking about them.
Right.
So I leaned that way and discovered I had an entrepreneurial spirit, which I didn't know about, because when I was younger, I was kind of told to be a professional. So I became a lawyer, and that's fine, but I have the ability and willingness to take chances. And so that's kind of an interesting blend of things. Community service is really my passion, and I figure that's why we're on the earth here, you know, to help people.
Are you a native of Oahu?
Yes.
Okay.
Grew up in Manoa and, you know, lived in Kailua for a long time, and now we're back in Manoa because my wife works at Puno School as an administrator.
Oh, nice, nice. Well, we appreciate how you're continuing to give back to the community, and, you know, I think being an entrepreneurial, there's a spirit behind it, you know, being
absolutely
an entrepreneur and wanting to start things. Yes, you have to be a risk taker, but you also have to have some vision. Mm-hmm. So maybe you can share a bit of the vision for what you're currently doing, which is Help is on the Way.
Absolutely. Well, it all started on Facebook. So, you know, a lot of us are posting there. I mean, that's where older people go now, apparently. Mm-hmm. Instagram is where maybe you go to. But
broad ranges of people.
Yeah. Younger people. Yeah. Because Facebook is passe, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, my friends were posting. A lot of them were entrepreneurial, complaining about this, that, and the other thing with the COVID, right? And I just got tired of it. And I said, hey, this one guy posted, look at these kupuna pictured in a store. No groceries, no help. Mm. How come, you know, people are hoarding and all this? And I said, hey, brother, why don't you do something about it then? Don't just complain. Put the energy into doing something. He didn't respond, so I just said, oh, I'm going to do that. So that was like on March 20th or so.
Which is only a few months ago.
Yeah, March 22nd, I incorporated Help is on the Way. And, you know, I'm a corporate lawyer, so I could do that. Yeah. And a one-man wrecking crew, right? And then I had the entrepreneurial side, so I'm just like, let's just go.
Right.
And the DNA of the organization is we're action-oriented. Mm-hmm. We're not going to get bogged down in administrative details. Mm-hmm. Even such things as liability. I know it sounds funny coming from a lawyer, but if the first thing we worried about is protecting ourselves, then we're just not going to get out of the gate.
Right.
Because when you're doing something out there, mm-hmm. there is some risk, right? And so you can't be so conservative that you don't take action. We've eventually caught up legally because we do have volunteer agreements now and things like that, but I didn't focus on that. The first thing I focused on was let's get a group of people together and get them help. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's evolved a lot since then. You know, our website is built out, our communication system, we use Slack, and so everyone's on that platform. So we have a pretty slick system now, I think. Usually when we get a request for a delivery, we get a response within 5 minutes.
Wow.
And then someone's out on the road.
Jeez.
Hey, we have volunteers. They're like rabid dogs,
This is a nonprofit?
Oh, yeah.
Sheesh.
We're like
Uber
on steroids, and you don't have to pay us.
Well, I'm looking at your website, hihelpisontheway.org.
Right.
Hihelpisontheway.org. And, I mean, it's great. Very clean. You have up there front and center for Kupuna, quarantined individuals and families and others in need.
Absolutely. Our mission is to keep people safely at home. Mm-hmm. And so we'll do the driving for you. And we've picked up, of course, groceries at Foodland or other stores. A lot of stores do that, Target, Walmart, Down to Earth. I could just keep going on.
Right.
More and more are doing it. And so they don't have to go out. In fact, they can't go out. And even when the state opens up, mm-hmm. they're not going to want to go out even more so. Because they want to be around a crowd of people? I don't think so. So this is going to continue for a while. I've delivered a urine sample, you know, because a kapuna said she needs to get it to her doctor, but she's scared to go out. So I went to her doctor, got the vials, went to her house. She did her thing while she wasn't ready, so I went shopping for a half hour, came back. and the husband was like, well, don't worry, I'll take it. I said, no, it's okay. And I came back. And then I went to back to the diagnostic labs, dropped off the sample, and she posted the kindest words. I mean, we get so many appreciative words, but it just killed me, you know. Yeah, a lot of God bless yous, and, you know, it just makes you realize, you know, you're doing the right thing. That's what we're here for.
So, you know, the one question people always ask is, you know, who are the hands behind the help, right? Because obviously there's a need, and you've hit it on the head, but who are the ones who had, who came together to help you start doing this?
So, you know, our leadership team, I would say, I would just highlight because every week that passes, I realize how special they are. And I think we're just blessed by that. It's fairly random in a way, mm-hmm. but they're all very highly competent people. Kat Tashner is my co-founder of Business Law Corps, which is a nonprofit to help entrepreneurs do free legal work. We have Jen Latham, who's an Episcopal deacon, soon to be priest. Mm-hmm. She stepped up. Anya Chang, she's actually a professional dancer and teacher. She stepped up. Kimmy Ade Foster is a lawyer, as is Kat. They're partners at downtown law firms. Mm-hmm. And Nathan Wade, who's our RT guy, but he's jack of all trades. He was in my law school class. I teach at the law school here part-time.
Oh, wow.
He's a software developer. He did our website and Slack, and as well as a marketing expert. So I was just telling him the other night, we're so blessed because each of them can be project managers in their own right, you know. And sometimes we collide because we have different ideas, but it all works, you know.
Right.
You know, I'd rather have that than people that don't do anything. So we're definitely action-oriented, and when we see a need, we jump on it, and we try to make it work.
And how did you come across these team members? I mean, people you already knew, or you put the word out?
Most of them I knew.
Yeah.
Kat, I knew. She was my law school student, actually, about 10 years ago.
Wow.
And she got me to do our legal nonprofit because she goes, hey, professor, we should do that. So I said, because I had this idea of like a Peace Corps, but for corporate attorneys helping entrepreneurs out there. So we did that. And then Kimmy Ide Foster is her friend, mm-hmm. you know. Any friend of Kat's is a friend of mine. Nathan Wade was in my law school class. Anya Chang, we know each other through Punahou Connections. dance connections. I take tap dance with my wife at Diamond Head Theater, so and I've gone to plays there for long. She's a very talented dancer and actress. So it's, and Jen Latham, she's actually, her husband is Mike Latham, the president of Pono School.
Right.
So we live on campus, so, because my wife is an administrator there too, so I just know her through that connection. But
wow.
I don't know, like I say to people, someone must be looking after, out for us out there.
Right.
Because somehow it all kind of worked. And I think that kind of differentiates us because we are have really highly competent people. You know,
I'll say.
They're not only action oriented, but they can get things done effectively.
Right. Well, we definitely want to hear more about the kind of things that you've set into motion with your great team there and the kind of services that you're providing to our kupuna and the community. So we'll talk more about that right after this commercial break.
We'll be back with more Kupuna Wiki right after this.
Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors assists clients in buying and selling their homes by striving to create an easy and seamless transition. With multiple awards spanning most transactions of the year, Client Service Award, and being in the top 100 realtors, Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors wants to provide you with excellent service and care when making a major life decision. Over the years, their agents have greatly enjoyed serving each and every one of their clients as if they were family. Whether you're a first-time homeowner or a senior, they understand the challenges and complexities of the real estate process and want to help you every step of the way. Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors wants to provide you with the most information so you can make the best decision. Because as they like to say, real estate is about choice. Contact Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors today for a free in-person property valuation by calling 753-9033 or email them clientservice@choicehi.com.
Welcome back to Kupuna Wiki on AM 690, The Answer.
Welcome back. If you just joined us, we have Gregory Kim. He's the president and co-founder of Help Is On The Way. Great introduction in the first segment. You know, a group of colleagues, friends that had a mission and wanted to get together to help the community, which is very amenable of you guys in today's, you know, current events, given, you know, how everyone is stuck at home. Even again, not just Kupuna, but, you know, families that are stuck at home and need that extra help. I want to dive into this free food box that I think you guys recently just started giving food boxes to families, Kupunas and other families that are in need.
Yes.
Why don't you share a little bit about this?
Thank you so much. Yes, that's our latest project. You know, our thing is when we see a need, we try to fill it. And so over the weeks, we've been in operation now maybe for 6 weeks, we've been getting calls from people that say they're hungry, they're starving. And it happens a lot. And we're a driving force, so we don't have our own food supply. We do know people that do. Pacific Gateway, for example, we deliver food boxes from there, so we have that option. But, you know, that problem is escalating in Hawaii. When we're at the food distributions on Fridays down at Pacific Gateway, the line got so long that the police had to shut us down because it was creating a traffic jam. So then we converted it to a walk-in. And the first week we helped Pacific Gateway, we had 4 boxes that we delivered because we do the on-site distribution, but for people that can't get there, Kupuna, we do a delivery. So last week we did 150 deliveries.
Wow.
And this week I wouldn't be surprised if it's near 200. So I'm not sure how many more we can do. And so, you know, everyone needs all hands on deck. There's no one solution. And so we thought, well, we want to help. You know, where help is on the way. So we need to have something to help them with other than the driving. Mm-hmm. So the idea I came up with was to have a decentralized distributed network of a food supply. That's different from a food bank, which is centralized, and they have to get a ton of food and a ton of money. The idea is people helping people. If each family can donate 1 bag of groceries a week to help somebody, you know, it's not a big deal for them, right? And so the idea is to raise food from people with the promise we're going to deliver the food to people that don't have food. Because we do delivery. We know who they are. They call us. And so we did a food drive last Saturday with Central Union as our partner. They're very gracious to help. They're very community-oriented. So we staged it there, and we raised over 200 boxes in one day. And so now we're in the process of trying to find people that need the food. You would think that's not hard, but the people in need aren't the same people today as they were yesterday. Mm-hmm. The need is growing, and a lot of people didn't have need before. And so we're really trying to get the word out about the fact that we have these boxes. I think it's going to happen. We got contacted today, for example, by a shelter for homeless seniors, and they're supposed to be self-sufficient, but they're not. And so they were asking if we could help, and they said anything will help. So we're going to deliver them a bunch of boxes tomorrow.
In regard to that, what do you see as some of the needs that are not being met in those other organizations, like the shelter for seniors?
Well, you know, obviously food.
Yeah.
You know, we raise non-perishable items, so we don't have to deliver it right away. But food is number one. I think toiletries, we also included toiletries. I think that the number one need, or one of the top needs that I've seen, you know, this is through the Kupuna Elder Food Security Coalition that we're part of, is the ability for people on SNAP, which used to be called food stamps, to be able to pay for their groceries without going to the store. And we're working very hard on that problem. On the mainland, it's permitted in certain stores like Safeway, but it hasn't happened here yet.
Right.
And so for us to be able to help them, you know, if we have to drive them to the store, that sort of defeats the purpose of keeping them safe.
Right.
So most people can charge it over the phone, but the SNAP card doesn't work that way. It's not connected with a vendor like MasterCard.
Right.
And so they have to actually physically go down to the store to swipe their card. So that's a huge gap right now.
You know, and talking along those lines, some of these need-based offerings, you know, typically you have to qualify to receive the benefit. But in your case, I mean, is it just where, you know, you based on their word, you take them at their word, and if they need help, then you help them? I mean, how does that work?
Yes, in the early days, which is maybe, you know, 4 weeks ago, we would be more generous in terms of helping anyone who called if they say they're Kupuna. Okay. Now that times are tougher, we have to be a little bit more stringent. I would say, as a side note, one good thing about us is we don't have money, we don't need money, we don't want money. So you might say, okay, that's great. Well, the good thing about that is no one can tell us what to do.
Right.
So we have tremendous agility, like in the private sector. You know, I'm a business corporate lawyer, right? One advantage is you can move fast. For nonprofits that need money, and, you know, they need the money, they have to respond to the requirements of their funders. So whether that be a foundation or even the IRS, when you get a 501c3 exemption to allow tax-deductible donations, you have to agree to certain restrictions on what you do. So I think it's not to say we're going to help anybody, but we can move very quickly, and we can require as little or as much as we want. Having said that, because of the needs, we are being a little more stringent. So we're asking people, do you have alternatives? You know, if you're Kupuna, that's one item checked off the list. But the next question is, do you have any family that can help you? Because if they do, they can drive down to the food distribution. You know, do you have resources to buy food, you know?
Right.
If not, you know, that's another box we check. And then how much food do you have? You know, if they have like a month of food, you know, maybe we'll catch up to them later.
Right.
So we're trying to hone in on that. And I found the way we're approaching it is actually a lot more meticulous and you know, in terms of what we ask and even than some other nonprofits, you know. And I think it's probably, you know, bringing that kind of business mentality to things. You know, we think through the thing, and then we just launch it. We have a script now that we give our dispatchers. I'm one of five dispatchers on our team. And when we get a request in by email, phone, or on the website, we're all watching the channel. And then we rotate the primary responsibility for the day.
Right.
So we're very responsive. Usually we'll respond to requests within an hour.
That's amazing.
And because we can respond on our phone, Slack, the system is also an app.
So are you, throughout your day, just, you know, available once a ping comes in and it's your shift, boom, you're responding?
I'm very on top of it.
Yeah.
I mean, when I see the ping come through, even if it's not my day, it's hard for me not to look at it.
I can tell.
So, you know, I'm usually on top of that. But it's not it's not that all dispatchers can't respond. It's just that we have one primary.
Right.
So we're all, but I like to tell people we're 24/7. We don't close anytime, but probably seven of those hours we might be sleeping. but we don't stop at 6 o'clock. You know, we go into the night and we're still working until we sleep. It's become almost a job for me, a full-time job. So I have to squeeze in my practice every now and then.
Right.
And the other community work that I do. I'm also studying theology, you
know.
Just, you know, because I think what we do is spiritual. It's, I don't have a career change in mind, but I just want to understand the truth. So that's why I'm doing this. So I think that'll help me be a better server of other people.
Well, I got to say, I think you're obviously running a very efficient and effective organization. How do you think in the long term you're going to be able to sustain or grow this? What do you think? What do you have in mind?
You know, for some reason, I can see the future. I don't know, you know, God gifted me with that ability, so I can see into the future, and I can, you know, and I'm, you know, seeing that the volunteerism is going to be more challenged soon, because people go back to work.
Right.
And one idea is we're going to do what we can do. Whatever we can do is a plus. But we need to onboard more volunteers so that we have more choices during the weekdays. And so that's one thing I can see. I think a lot of people have been asking, are you going to keep doing this when the virus is gone? And I don't know the answer to that yet. We're not focused on that. I do know that other cities around the country provide this service year-round, not just for COVID. So I think Kupuna need help, you know, even outside of this situation.
Right.
So we'll see what happens. I mean, I think we've built out a really good system and core volunteers, but not really ready to decide on that yet.
Right. I know there's some organizations who even think about maybe adding a for-profit subsidiary to support things or for other reasons. Do you think that's something in the future you could see it transitioning to?
You know, and I know quite a bit about this topic because as a lawyer, you know, and so you have to be careful when you create these for-profit subsidiaries. But I think money generation, to me, being an entrepreneurship, entrepreneurial lawyer, you create the value and the monetization of it can come later.
Right.
Because we've had people wanting to give us money, and we just say, we don't take money, you know. And so there does need to be a business model at some point if it's going to continue and not, hopefully not just take handouts. You want to have some sort of revenue generation, I think you're alluding to. You know, just because you're a nonprofit doesn't mean you can't charge for things. I think hospitals do a good job of charging. So, you know, you could have some sort of sliding scale of how you charge depending on the need. I know Meals on Wheels charges for their meals depending on your financial ability.
Right.
So. Right. So there's different ways of skinning the cat.
Greg, I just wanted to ask, is, you know, is this just for Oahu currently, or are you guys on the neighbor islands, or are you servicing the whole, you know, whole island, or what's
we're servicing the whole island. We have drivers all over the island. Plus, we have a lot of crazy drivers that'll drive anywhere. So, you know, that's a good thing about our drivers. They're very passionate. We've had inquiries from outer islands. We want to do it, but in order to do that, we're almost like a franchise. We have to find a core group that's willing to take charge. We're not going to just find a few people and say go at it because we want it to succeed.
Right.
And so if there's a like a leadership team there that wants to do it and use our system, that's fine, you know. If not, you know, people can do their own thing on our islands, but, you know, I think we have something to offer there. If I had time, I would go talk to my business friends who have presence on the outer islands, and they probably would be able to get it set up. But for me, it's a question of energy, you know, because there's just so much need here right now. I just don't have the bandwidth to venture out personally right now, but we're open to that.
And what's amazing is, you know, you've opened yourself up not to just food, but pretty much anything that can be carried to your car.
Well, I said on the website, if we can fit it in our car, we'll transport it.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I
that is amazing.
You know, I mean, I think where I draw the line is it has to be legal. you know, we've transported boxes. You know, I mean, it doesn't really matter what it is. I think I mentioned urine sample, medications. One lady called me. She goes, you know, I'm stuck at home. I can't do my laundry. Could you pick up quarters for me? We're like, absolutely. So I went to First Line Bank, picked up quarters for her, dropped them off, and she was just moved to no end over that. Yesterday we had one come in. They're not all necessities like that. One woman from the mainland, her mom is 87, and she wanted to give her a birthday present. Her mom's all alone here on the island. And so she bought something at Barnes & Noble's, and she said, can you go pick it up? I said, sure, you know. And the volunteer just loved it. I mean, you know, being able to brighten someone's day like that is not hard to see why someone want to do that.
You know, for some reason in my mind, there's what could be a slogan somewhere, big or small, we do it all.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. It's probably a slogan, but it kind of reminds you of what you folks do. I mean,
I better go register that.
You know? But it's almost on the lines of these small acts of kindness, but have huge emotional returns.
You know, I like to say, in addition to the numbers and people and all the volume, we play small ball. Mm-hmm. We don't ever give anyone the runaround.
Right.
So every person counts, and I think we bring that to the table. I mean, people are so appreciative just when you call them back. They say, thank you for calling me back. Mm-hmm. It makes me wonder if they ever got called back.
Right.
You know, yeah. So, and just because it's not something we do, we try to find them help. Right. You know, we have connections to the food bank, pantries, whatever it takes, you know,
right.
Solving the SNAP problem, you know. We're problem solvers with the idea that mainly we drive, you know.
Well, it's amazing what you and your superstar team have put together. I mean, it's really a great model that I think even those listening could be inspired by, right? You don't need a ton of money. You just need, you know, a heart to serve, a little bit of inspiration and vision and perspiration, and you can help the community.
There's a line from Pearl Harbor that I heard recently. It was apropos the commander of the planes that went to bomb Tokyo, right? I forgot the colonel's name. The famous expedition, right, where they retaliated. Anyway, he said there's nothing like the heart of a volunteer, and that's why he thought they'd win the war, because these men were doing something they didn't have to do.
Right.
And to me, with my service and my work, some of the most important things people do are the things they don't have to do that don't pay.
Right. That is true. Well, Gregory Kim, thank you so much for joining us. Again, can you just real quickly share how somebody can reach you and the organization?
Absolutely. We have a website, hihelpisontheway.org, where you can apply for delivery services or food. You can also apply to volunteer. Our phone number is 403-426-1013. Don't let the error code fool you. That's a Hawaii number. We get that through Google by voice as well as transcribed message. We're looking for that. And finally, our email, hihelpisontheway@gmail.org.
Well, thanks so much. Again, we're talking with Gregory Kim, president and co-founder of Help is on the Way. Thank you so much for being on our show, Gregory.
Thank you for having me.
Coming up next, we have our Kupuna Wiki Classic Trivia.
We'll be back with more Kupuna Wiki right after this.
Have you ever been worried leaving your loved one alone? Whether it be illness, a fall, or just personal safety, the Electronic Caregiver Mobile Medical Alert System with GPS technology will give you that peace of mind. With the simple press of a button, an on-call staff member will be able to locate you and provide expedited help by alerting family or emergency medical services. To learn more about the Electronic Caregiver, call Priscilla Wong at 954-0820 and mention Kupuna Wiki to receive a free gift. Welcome back to Kupuna Wiki on AM 690, The Answer.
And now we have our Kupuna Wiki Classic Trivia, brought to you by Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors.
Since first opening in 1950, this landmark establishment has been committed to keeping its customers happy with fresh cakes and pastries straight from their ovens. Hint, they are well known for their delicious Cocoa Puff. What is the name of this restaurant?
Cocoa Puffs. For a chance to win a Logs gift card, be the first person to call us the correct answer at 808-792-5188. And we hope you and your family are staying healthy and safe during this time. Please remember you can go to kupunawiki.com to hear all of our prior radio shows and to get great tips from our service providers. Again, kupunawiki.com or call 808-792-5188.
Again, we'd like to thank this segment sponsor, Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors, providing you with the best real estate information so you can make the most informed decisions. As they like to say, real estate is about choice. To contact them, call 753-9033.
Well, thanks for joining us today on the Kupuna Wiki Radio Show, Hawaii's senior resource. We strive to make sure our seniors are informed and supported every step of the way. Again, I'm Brandon.
And I'm Andrew.
And we'll see you back next time on the Kupuna Wiki Radio Show.
You've been listening to the Kupuna Wiki radio program. If you'd like more information about today's topics, please call us at 792-5188. That's 792-5188. Or visit us online at kupunawiki.com. Until next time, aloha.
The preceding program was sponsored by Kupuna Wiki, Hawaii's senior resource.